Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to us given such beautiful and nice deeds in the form of ibadat, worship. So if we look, there's one deed which is quite common amongst all of us, and from one aspect it is very valuable as well, that after every deed, after every amal, there's an objective and a result. There's an objective of an amal and a result of an amal. Obviously, if a person carries out a deed or an act of worship, then his objective is to attain the result. For example, we eat food, yeah, that's a normal deed, normal action, everyday life. And when we eat, we take energy from the food, nourishment from the food. There is a result of the food that is eaten. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala has given us all the different forms of amal. And with every amal, Allah Ta'ala has given a result. First as an objective and the result due to that objective. And we should obtain that the objective and the result of that amal, of that deed. Let's take, for example, salah. Salah, we have salah, we have prayer amongst our amal. We have hajj. We have zakat. We have fasting, which we are passing through the month of Ramadan, this deed. And salah, prayer, is such an action that we have to complete that action in the right way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us how to pray salah, when to pray salah, how to fulfill the requirements. And salah, it protects a person from fahisha, from bad actions. So there's a result of prayer that we should attain, that when a person prays, he should have that result in front of him. It's very important. So the minimum result for salah is that a person should avoid and stay away from fahisha and bad things. And the next level above that, there, so you could say the initiation, that when a person prays salah, he should be saved and protected from fahish, from bad actions, evil actions, wrong actions, sins. And that's just the initiation, the basis of salah. When a person prays, he should feel, his emotions and conditions should be such that he feels that he is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he's praying. And if he can't feel that he's seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he's praying, then he should at least have the feeling that Allah ta'ala is watching him. That's why salah is defined as mirajul mu'mineen, the miraj for the believer. And due to the barakah of salah, we don't see that as a result after praying salah. Rather, astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. If you tell somebody, come pray salah, from that person comes an answer, a weird answer. Oh, I've seen many people pray salah. Look at that person, he prays salah. Look, what does he do? Why are you telling me to pray salah? Look at that person who he thinks he's namazi and he prays salah and he runs to the masjid. Look at him, what he says and what he does. Look at his result. So why should I pray salah? So, this is wrong, incorrect. The person, what he's saying is incorrect, and what he's referring to is incorrect. Better than that is at least he's praying, you're not praying. But at least he's got an excuse by looking at a person who is not good. He says, look, he's praying salah and he's not doing good things. So why are you telling me to pray salah? So that's the opposite effect we have today in society. The salah tells us, I'm saving you from the bad actions. And we, after praying salah, we go straight. Something has been told to me in salah, the recitation in salah, and I go opposite to that. The du'as I've asked for in salah, because salah is a du'a, isn't it? All the du'as I've asked for in salah. And after saying, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah, we go to the same action that we've asked Allah Ta'ala to give us protection from. Weird. This is weird. So what will happen in the akhirah to this person? What will be the result? Rather, more people are running away from salah due to seeing individuals who pray salah and do bad actions. We have hajj. And look at the result that should come from the hajj. After hajj, after umrah, a person should become like a newborn baby. He's just been born from the womb of the mother. After hajj and umrah. And look at hajji sahab nowadays. Yeah, we leave the hajj in Arafat. We don't look back from Arafat. There's no change in the body, no physical change, no akhlaqi change, no ibadat change, no batini change, no spiritual change. We don't see these changes in the people. We go on Hajj and Umrah. So we're wasting the opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Allah gives us our life, He gives us health. Just like Allah gives us the opportunity to pray Salah, like we just prayed Asr. So what's the value of the Asr that we've just prayed? Do we know the value of the Asr we've just prayed? How great a deed we've just done, and how great a reward Allah will give for just this Asr we prayed. And we can't imagine what Allah Ta'ala has kept secret in our sujood, our prostration, our rukus, especially this time of Asr. This time of Asr. If we don't take the result after praying Salah, run into the sin, worst deeds. So we wasted the time, the opportunity. Will this time come again? The time will not come again. Yes, Asr will come again tomorrow. Asr will come again tomorrow. But today's Asr has gone. Today's Asr has gone. And who took the result from it has gained, and who didn't has lost. As I was mentioning that Salah that's just gone, if we've not taken the result from it, we've wasted it. And the Salah that we've just passed and prayed, we should take the result from it. We finish prayer, there should not be no fahish, no bad actions, no bad discussion, nothing silly said from our mouth. Every Salah of every one of us sitting here should be Miraj al-Mu'mineen. But we haven't got that result. Hajj, we don't get the result. We've wasted the Hajj, or the Umrah, or the pilgrimage. So in the same way, take every deed under the sun. Has an objective and a result. Zakat purifies a person. Ramadan. We're in Ramadan now. We're sitting in Ramadan. That's why I'm mentioning these points. So after Salah will come another Salah. Maybe a person can work harder and compensate for the Salah that he didn't utilize and get the benefits. But Ramadan, when it's gone, will come after another year. Ramadan will come after another year. Maybe Allah will give to us. Maybe. Otherwise, those who are going to depart from the world are going to leave the world before the next Ramadan. They're going to leave. So just like Allah Ta'ala has told us the result of salah, la'allakum. So fasting has the result, la'allakum tattaqoon. Tattaqoon. Big result. Reward. Allah is saying, I'm giving you such an act of worship. Fasting. Whoever does this ibadah, fasting correctly from the first of Ramadan to the 30th, this is a massive deed. It's not a little deed to leave eating, drinking, to suppress, control the desires, the shahawat. Yeah, it's a mujahidah, a struggle, fasting. So for us, if we eat one piece of chapati, bread, it goes in, gives us energy, vitamins, proteins, energy, etc. And Allah's one deed, if we practice Allah's amal, you think we won't get spiritual energy? You think we won't get spiritual enhancement? If a person practice, eat something in the world, if a person eats something in the world, and it goes into our body, yeah? In our body comes a change. Power, muscles, energy. So if we do amal, deeds, worship, Allah Ta'ala has made them fard. Compulsory. Do you think that after practicing fard actions, there's not going to be any change in our body? Our ruh will not be nourished and given energy? And we think just, oh, we're practicing, just sujood, and off we go home. In the first of Ramadan, the way we came and we prayed taraweeh, and we think we read so much Quran, so many juz, and chapters. This is not the maqsad of Ramadan. This is not the meaning of Ramadan. This is not the practice of Ramadan. This is not the objective of Ramadan. The Allah Ta'ala didn't say, I'm giving you Ramadan so you keep hungry, pray this much Quran every day. Allah says, I'm giving you Ramadan so you can just do this much ibadat and worship and come out the end the same. No. Rather, such people there are who you can say they're included in the names of the biggest ulama. They have so much knowledge, scholarly knowledge, people. Look at this. When they speak, when they come in the court, and the person who's a person who's a Muslim, he's amazed sometimes when he hears from a person who's learned Islamic knowledge, who maybe not be a Muslim, but he's got Islamic knowledge and knowledge of Quran and Hadith. But having ilm is one thing, and having taqwa is another thing. Fear of Allah is another thing. So now, we have to think about this point. Very serious point I'm making here today. How is this in relation to our lives? I pray Salah. What kind of namazi am I? What kind of namazi are you? In tasawwuf, we think we're practicing tasawwuf. I am the murid of this sheikh. I am the student of this sheikh. What is the meaning of murid? What are you? Huh? What's the meaning of being? You're just going around telling people, I'm a murid, I'm a student. Well, what have you become? Oh, I pray salah. But then they say to me, look at you, you dress, you look like a Muslim, but look at your actions. I saw you yesterday, you did this. People criticize. A person who does tawbah, repents, and after doing tawbah, we promise to Allah on this line of path of tasawwuf. And how we have rubbed it into the dust, into the mud. Lowered it, the whole silsila of tasawwuf has been given disrespect today. Remember, every deed has a result. So when a person does tawbah, he takes bayah, becomes a murid, the student of a sheikh, think, why am I doing this? What should be the result of this? How should I improve due to this? And today, we throw the name of the tasawwuf into the dust, into the mud, and we disrespect the deen and the name of the sheikh and the sheikh himself. So whatever deed you do, whichever amal you do, if you have done tawbah at the hands of a teacher, then people should see you when you're walking in society. Subhanallah, look at this person, he's changed, he's better, his external, internal life. Look what he was before, rough, bad, and he's become positive. But today, we go even more negative. They say, look, he was like this before, he's gone even worse now. So this is something we need to think about. That how we deceive ourselves. The Quran says you are doing dhulam on your own nafs and your own selves. You are deceiving yourself. What deceit will give to human being? If I pray salah and I go into the world and I do bad actions, fahisha, brother, sister, women, they are listening as well at this time. Yeah, they make more noise than the men. Oh, I read this many sabara in Ramadan. I read this many juz in Ramadan. I did this much dhikr in Ramadan. But what's the result in front of you? Have you improved as a human being? You prayed salah today. Did it improve you as a human being? When you came to the masjid, what did you leave with when you left the house of Allah? You've come to Allah's home. So this is Ramadan. We're in the fasting month. So now we think Ramadan is something minor. It's not. It's a massive deed. What should be the result of Ramadan? Allah Ta'ala says that when a person leaves after Ramadan, when he leaves after the last fast has passed, what should he be? A muttaqi. Allahu Akbar. How Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And there are people who leave Ramadan at the end of Ramadan like this, after one Ramadan. Subhanallah. A person who has grabbed hold of Ramadan correctly, what Allah Ta'ala says, he gives. The thing that Allah Ta'ala has put the quality into something, that's there. If for example you take corn, Allah Ta'ala has put the vitamins or the proteins in corn, Allah has put that in there, it will give the result. There's an apple which is hanging from the branch of a tree, subhanAllah, from a twig on the branch of the tree. Allah Ta'ala has hanged that apple on the tree. When we look at it, we see the colors and all that. But if you research and you take that apple and you eat it, iron will come out, vitamins will come out, proteins will come out, nourishment will come out, and it will go in the stomach and it will nourish the body. So Ramadan, if we're in Ramadan, there must be something in Ramadan that Allah Ta'ala is saying, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. There must be taqwa in Ramadan, isn't there? If Allah is saying you have to come out at the end of it with taqwa. Or is it going to be booed from outside from somewhere? So why don't I attain taqwa then? This is the point I have to think about. So brothers, there's no point of passing such a Ramadan where we don't get taqwa. Otherwise Rasulullah s.a.w. said, it's just all you're doing is leaving food and drink. You haven't attained what Ramadan was given for to become a muttaqi. Now the reward of a muttaqi, in the whole Quran, Allah has praised and defined who are the muttaqis. Allah has promised Jannah for them, paradise for them. Allah has given the extreme praise and definition rewards to the muttaqis. There's a reward for a muttaqi. Yeah, if we say that due to praying salah, you will leave the sins, then here Allah says by fasting you will become a muttaqi, taqwa. Oh, subhanAllah, what a label, what a reward to become a muttaqi. You walk around in the world as a muttaqi. You think being a muttaqi is some silly little thing? Look at the reward. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ Allah says, يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ Allah, يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ If you become a muttaqi, end of game. Allah says, I love the muttaqis. Game over. You've attained the result. If Allah loves someone, then do you think He won't give him rewards and mercies after practicing in Ramadan correctly? What a great, great title. Muttaqi. Ask those who've left this world, who are here before Ramadan, who've left this world, how they've rubbed their foreheads in prostration. Allah, if you give me Ramadan, I'll be so grateful, Allah, so I can get taqwa and I can elevate my life. And look at those in the heavens, they're watching us on the earth, we are crying for Ramadan. And those in the heavens, those who've passed away, Yeah? They look at us, they know that we follow culture and tradition in Ramadan. We don't practice the way we should. Someone's running after some item, someone's running after another ibadah. But we don't have that loss and regret in our hearts that am I attaining taqwa? Taqwa. Tell me, from the first Ramadan, what should we have done? In our brains should have been a target. Allah, I've got into Ramadan. You've put taqwa in Ramadan. I've got to get this taqwa, Allah. I'm going to try my best. I will utilize all the resources and the means necessary to attain taqwa. I will utilize all the wasail and the means that my Ramadan becomes the best of the best. So I can come out on the other side as the muttaqi. As the muttaqi. Now if we look, everyone in fasting times, it looks the same. During Ramadan, everyone's the same, isn't it? No one's eating during the day. We do sahur or niftar. But there are people in between who from the first of Ramadan made niyyah, intention, Allah, want to become a muttaqi. I've wasted my life, Allah. I've wasted my time. All those years, the decades. Allah, I'm grateful to you that before Ramadan I didn't die. Otherwise I would have gone into hellfire. The sister saying this, the brother saying this. What was my hal, Allah, before Ramadan? I was a sinner. I was in the darkness. I was lazy. I was negligent. There was dirt, impurities attached to my body. Such kharafat and sins were attached to my soul, to my life, to my brain, to my mind. Allah, you are so merciful. You allowed me to stay alive and you gave me your beautiful gift of Ramadan. Now Allah, now we've come into Ramadan. Millions and millions and billions, Allah, shukr to you. You've given me a chance in my life. This chance, I'm not going to let it go. This should be the Muslim. We all should have this, isn't it? You should have this intention. Otherwise, the time hasn't finished. There's still half of Ramadan to go. Allah is Kareem, Rahim. You say, okay, the previous you wasted and I will change them into good deeds as well. I'm saying this, me. But it should be for me. I'm not speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself. That which niyyah am I sitting with? 15, 16 fasts have gone. I've wasted them. I've wasted them in dates and water. I've wasted my fasts. Running after tarawees, I've wasted my Ramadan. From today I make intention, Allah, I intend from today, the maqsad, the true objective of Ramadan, what you gave it for, I'm going to grab it. So when I leave Ramadan, I come out of it as a better person, as a mutwi. Otherwise this Ramadan's a waste as well, if I don't make this intention right now. Yeah, this is something we've got to think about. Think about, how do I solve this problem? I'm praying salah, Ramadan, fasting, ibadat, why I'm not getting the result? So let's hear from the honest, upright, greatest Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who gave a formula to success, a beautiful formula and a cure and a framework and a method that you can attain the result. That when you pray salah, the sins can be eliminated. When you go on hajj, when you return from hajj, you can return as you are the newborn baby, clean slate. When you fast in Ramadan, your Ramadan can pass, so that when you come out after it, you come out as a muttaqi. Who is telling us this? Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What mercy, karam. He's telling us, look, I'll tell you a method. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'll tell you a method. If you take this method, then you will utilize the action correctly, you will utilize the time correctly, and you will get the result that you need to get. What a beautiful method. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is hadith, and it's not a little hadith. Not a small hadith. There are four sahaba, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari, radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Waqas, radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar, radiyallahu anhu, and Hazrat Anas, radiyallahu anhu. These four sahaba, in four different narrations, have presented this hadith. So imagine how great a statement. If we grab this hadith, just grab this hadith, brothers, now. Understand what I'm saying clearly. If you're praying salah, you'll get the result. You'll get success. If you're doing hajj, you'll come back innocent. If you're fasting, you'll become muttaqi. Listen and understand this hadith. We have to understand the point. Yeah, the Rasulullah has told us this. Pay attention, focus, immerse yourself in the hadith. Why not? If Rasulullah has said something, then it's going to happen. That's it. It's going to happen. 150% is going to happen. Automatically. So shall I tell you this method? The formula? Is it going to be useful to you? Look how much life we've passed. You'll become a good murid. You'll leave fraud. You'll leave cheating. You'll become a good person of praise in a good way and a good haji. And you'll become a good sa'im. You fast well in Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, He spoke about one amal, one deed, one deed. But it affects all of the amal. Whatever Rasulullah mentioned about one amal, he hinted and he gave the direction on one amal, but the same principle applies to all the amal. So you can break it and utilize it for all the amal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, look, when you pray salah, you should think that this is your final salah. Subhanallah, what a great, great statement. Eh? When you pray salah, then you should think that this is your final salah. Before you start, mentally think. So when you fast in Ramadan, think this is my last Ramadan. When you go on Hajj, think this is my last Hajj. And in this way, practice that deed, that salah, that as soon as you started, that the person who is about to leave the world, and that's for him then the last salah. So he will have such yaqeen. Eh? But it's difficult, isn't it, for people normally to think that death is on top of your head. But think about it in reality, because that's a fact. We don't know when maut is going to come. Do you know when you're going to pass away? If I ask you now, do you know when you're going to pass away? But the person, when he knows when he's going to... Let's give me an example now. That you're about to be hanged tomorrow morning. Yeah, after one day or 2 days, you're going to be hanged. Alright? Then that person's going to have yaqeen on every part of the Quran. But the Quran tells us, be prepared for death all the time. So this is the reality. It's not about laughing. Yeah? A person who's going to be hanged, maybe even then he'll be pardoned by the president. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written, this is the day and time you're going to die, that's it. If we look at the call of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he said that I cannot even trust that I will blink an eyelid and I will stay alive. I don't even know that when my eye blinks, that my eyelid is going to come up to the height. Maybe I'll die before that. How long does it take to blink an eye? Let's look now. I've just blinked now. How long did it take? Not even a second. But this is how long it takes. Even less than that to pass away. So do you know you're gonna survive beyond the blink of the next eyelid? No. So where's my salah gone? Where's my fasting gone? Showing of pride, lying, fraud, deceit. Showing to people I'm pious and I'm a good Muslim. And I come onto the path of tasawwuf, purification. I'm lying. I put my hand into the hand of the shaykh. Even then I lie. I make false promises. I go to the masjid. I show myself to be pious. I'm a liar. I'm a fraudster. I'm a sinner. My basis was dunya. Ramadan I wanted to do dunya. I went to the masjid to pray salah to show people so I can make dunya. Everything I did so I could become rich and proud and people would say to me, I'm a good person. We never thought that this is the treasure for akhirah, not dunya. Don't take what I'm saying bad, brothers. Don't take negative what I'm saying, but this is reality I'm presenting. Tell me, isn't this, when we go into the dunya, we walk around to earn dunya. We, even when we're practicing deen, is dunya. We don't want to take part in constructing the masjid unless we get a good name out of it and fame out of it. This is the reason for all of what we do. We'll realize when maut comes. Maut is close and Rasulullah has given us a beautiful solution. Create such a yaqeen, certainty on what Allah Ta'ala said. On all of the things Allah said, that I'm praying salah today, I'm leaving the masjid. This is my final salah. Ask that person who's been given the order, tomorrow morning at dawn, you're going to be hanged. And tell him this is your last salah, pray it. Oh, imagine the ikhlas in his salah. I'll tell you, no wali of Allah ever had ikhlas than that person who's going to be hanged in the next morning. Who's in the cell, in the jail, and the qatil, the murderer, he knows he's going to be hang tomorrow, he will attain ikhlas in that final salah. Will he not? Because he knows the next morning he's going to meet his Lord. All enjoyments of the world are finished. He'll say, leave it. Allah, I just want the salah now. My Rabb is there. I'm going to meet him tomorrow morning. I've got to meet him now in the salah. And it's possible, I will say, it's possible that according to our passion, that maybe the biggest walis of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has given the wali maqam, that person who knows he's going to pray his last salah, because he's going to be hanged tomorrow, he's going to get the greatest ikhlas in his salah that same day. Because he's got yaqeen. So this is the fact. Whenever you practice any deed, prayer, all the deeds, you've come for asr, you're doing dhikr now, just think when you sit down, this is my last dhikr. This is my last salah. Maybe I'm going to pass away. Then see the enjoyment you get out of dhikr. Then you'll see the meaning of Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. See the result. Will it come out your stomach, your tongue, or will it Allahu Akbar come from your heart? If you feel that this could be the last time you do this deed. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu. Allah, I'm zalim. I've done dhulm. I've oppressed. I've left salah. I've left the sunnah. I've gone sins, I've committed fraud, I've deceived my own salah. Dunya, 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 laughing, joking, spoiling my internal self, my batil, my external. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh-dhalimin. Allah, I've done zulm, I've oppressed Allah, forgive me, Allah, forgive me. That man is calling out this, who is praying salah and feels this is his last salah. He says, Allah, forgive me. And this becomes the dhikr of that dhakir who feels that this is my final dhikr. And Ramadan, Allah, this is my final Ramadan. Allah, I may not come again. Then he'll know what is the value of doing dhikr in Ramadan. Or it's the same. Playing games, same yesterday, same today, same dhikr tonight, messing about playing games. Then there's no change in that person's life. No change for the better. If we don't follow the formula given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we won't get the result. But if we implement this formula, swallow this formula, whenever you get an opportunity to do a deed, think, Allah, this is the last time I'm going to do this deed, maybe. After this, I may not get another chance. And when that word, last, when you put the word last into anything, you go into India, and you say, this is the last day in India. That last day will be the best. I want to get this, go shopping, eat this, go and meet this person, do this action. And it's the last meal, the last dish, and your relatives, they'll cook the best food for you because he's going back tomorrow. The last is the best, isn't it? And the last gives the best result physically. We are akhir. Our salah is akhir. Our Ramadan is akhir. Our dhikr is the last. Everything of us is the last. We are here. We are guests in the world. Guests. We are that guest. What guest? Not that we make intention, I'm not going to move from this world. I'm sitting here, and until the guest doesn't call me, the host, I'm not going anything. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving this world until the host tells me to leave the world. No. We are those guests in this world. We cannot become the guest in the world like the guest who goes to a host house, and he can extend his stay if he wants. Don't sit here with a big head, broad chest. We are the final guest. You. Final, last day, last salah, last moment, last example. Beautiful point. As I said, beautiful example. The last day of the guest when he goes somewhere, he gets the beautiful treatment, nice dish, nice food. They buy things for him, they give him a gift, and they feed him nicely and see him off nicely. This is what happens, isn't it? So if a human being considers that I am the last, this is my last time here, the last guest of Allah. So the last guest, always he will have the true appreciation of the host. He'll always appreciate the host. Because when he feels that this is the last day, last second, last hour, last salah, last fast, last Ramadan, this is my last moment in the earth. So he will appreciate, but we don't ask from Allah with that feeling. We've laid out the dastarkhan, the mattress and the bed. When a guest goes to a host house and he's sleeping there for days and he never shows he's going to leave, then the host thinks, oh, what do I do here? How do I get him out of my house? How do I get him out of this situation? So Allah Ta'ala says, they'll have to send him the worst angels with the ugly figure, ugly parents, and then his mouth is going to twist and he's going to pass away in a bad way, painful way, then he's going to leave. But when the believer, mu'min, feels he's a guest, then the angels come with the fragrance, beautiful appearance. They lay out the beautiful carpet for him. In the hadith is stated that the angel will come, just like, you know when you put a piece of cloth in front of a person's nose with a nice fragrance and he smells it with ease, he will depart from the world with ease. Because he knows that this is not his home. But when you think this is your permanent home, the host has to kick you out of the house. You think you're here permanent. There are people after you. Guess who are going to come? There are others who are going to come. Why are you stuck here? And you put your bed here permanently on the floor. You've bolted your bed to the ground. You don't think you're going to leave. You know when there's people who stay in the bed and breakfast or the hotel, the motel, and they come. It's an overnight stay. And they then permanently put their bed to the ground. And the host, the hotel owner, he says, get up, leave your bed. There are other guests here. They're checking in and your checkout is gone. So they push him out. There's a line here at the reception. Allah Ta'ala says, there are many ruh, people coming to the world. You think you're here forever? They're waiting here to come into the world to live. You have to leave your place. Morning and evening you see people, children coming into the world, new children, they're born into the world. This is the game of life. This is the game of life. Children are born and others are dying. So Allah Ta'ala says, we're guests. You think you're here forever? But we're sitting here like we're permanently stuck to the ground. So every salah, we should feel is your final salah. Have this yaqeen, create this yaqeen and certainty. For the sake of Allah, brothers. For the sake of Allah. We, all of us, me and you, we have to attain the amal. Every deed, we have to attain the result of that deed. So if you have a yaqeen, this is my last salah, then you will pray that salah in the best way. If you have the yaqeen that this Ramadan is my last Ramadan, then you won't play games in this Ramadan, will you? Then you won't waste seconds, otherwise you're just going to waste every day. If you know this is my last Ramadan, In every moment, I need to attain more than 7,700 times more reward. On every second should be dhikr of Allah, recitation of Quran, leaving the sins, astaghfar, and no liking for the things of the dunya. You won't want to put your hands on the items of the dunya. You want to run away from dunya. Allah Ta'ala hasn't said you don't have to work, etc. But your heart won't feel like working. Your heart won't feel like dunya. When a person prepares, then his heart doesn't feel like doing those things. Sit there and count the notes with the fast. You know, and people, they put their saliva in it like this. They go like this and they start counting the notes. 20, 40, 1, 2. You know, when they count the notes, it's a thing. I look how these people, the Arabs, you know, they get the saliva like that. The moisture in the thumb and the finger. And they start counting the notes. Oh yeah, counting, counting, counting. Allah says, reduce this love for counting in Ramadan. Reduce that love. Okay, no problem. Yes, have the calculator in your pocket. This many thousands, this many millions. But what should you be counting? This many thousands of deeds Allah. This many millions of deeds Allah have earned. This many billions Allah have earned in Ramadan. So reduce the sins and elevate the amal. Dislike the dunya and elevate the akhirah. Allah, I'm about to die. For example, this is my last Ramadan. For example, he's about to be hanged the next morning. And you put the notes in front of him. Look at these fresh 50 pound notes and count them and say, this is all yours. He'll say, burn these notes. I don't need it. Just let me prostrate to Allah so I can get forgiveness. I'm passing away in the morning. I'm getting hanged. Don't give me these freshly printed notes from the cash machine. I don't need these things. Let me correct myself. I've only got 10 hours left. And we've got a year. We think we got a year. Allah saying 1 year will pass after this Ramadan. In this will come disasters, problems, difficulties. And how many people will die in this year? So why are you thinking that this Ramadan, many are going to come. Let me go and catch the rent from the tenant. Let me catch the money from the bank account and transfer this and count this and do this deal. No. Allah says, I'm not saying leave it. Leave the dunya. Don't leave it from the hand. Leave it from the heart. Allah Ta'ala says, leave the dunya from the heart. Like, mashallah. Okay, at least take a step, isn't it? That the people who have a job, they say, okay, the last 1 or 2 weeks, forget going to work. They start disliking work. So they take a holiday. People do this, don't they? They take a holiday. From the beginning of the year, they say to the boss, that look, I've got holidays. Got 14 days, 20 days. Ramadan's going to come. They only get a few days, don't they? 1 week, 2 weeks maybe. So they say, look, these 2 weeks to the boss, doesn't matter what happens between, I'll pass the time. Allah Ta'ala, don't make me ill. I don't want to take time off work. MashaAllah, people have a good intention. They never have illness. They never have a sickie from work. You know those people who prepare from Ramadan from 11 months? They never have a sickie from work. Allah Ta'ala protects them, the health. Gives them vitality. MashaAllah, this is another promise. When they say, Allah, that Allah book my holidays in Ramadan. I want to take the holiday in Ramadan. Then it feels to me that Allah Ta'ala, due to the holidays, Allah Ta'ala books their Ramadan and lets them live. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't take their life during that year. And Allah Ta'ala gives them the next Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala is the Qadir. Allah says, don't strike the name of this person off the list of the people alive. He's prepared for the next Ramadan. He's booked his holidays already. I'm not going to call him now. Let him live till the next Ramadan. Mawlana Sahib, does this point not come out of the hadith? Yes, it does come out of this hadith. So we have to do this. And those who want to work and earn the deeds, they've done this, haven't they? They've booked the holidays. They've tried their best as much as they could. And Allah, they leave the rest to Allah. They've disliked the dunya from their heart. Yeah, bonus, pay, salary. I want to go on my holiday in Ramadan. I don't want to sit on a resort in some beach and see the fitna. I want the nights of Ramadan. I want to sit down and listen to dhikr and the words and do ibadat. Ah, subhanallah. What a booking of a holiday from that person. MashaAllah, this is the beneficial thing, isn't it? Isn't it? So the person was wasting his time during the life. He's in Ramadan, the same running after work and money, counting money, transactions, bank accounts, funds, transfer. Rather, he makes new business plans in Ramadan. New plans to earn money. Money, money. Oh, fine. Allah says, if you want to do that, do that. But there's a loss. New desires come out. New desires, new plans come out. Don't they? So the best way, the good way, is this hadith has come in my mind, in our minds. We should straighten ourselves, understand that Ramadan, make niyyah, that this is the final Ramadan. The amount we can prepare, we should prepare. And we should have dislike in the heart for the dunya. That's when we'll realize that this person is prepared for the akhirah. We should dislike from the depths of the heart. Yeah? That Allah Ta'ala doesn't say for no reason that don't go to the wife in Ramadan. It's your wife. But Allah Ta'ala has given us a restriction. Allah Ta'ala says we should dislike this in the heart. But no, I don't feel like doing these things. Because they're not permissible during that time. Everything's a waste. This is the Ramadan we should pass. No, I don't feel like this. I don't want this thing of the dunya. Maut is standing. If I wasted this time, then I've wasted it. It's not going to come back. Until I don't tire. If I don't tire and my eyes don't become red due to ibadat, you should be tired and broken body and then you lie down. I'm not saying do this, I'm just giving you an example. I'm not saying do this, but if you lie down tired, what a beautiful feeling. Otherwise you say, I want to become a machine for the akhirah. Allah, make me a muttaqi, a machine for thereafter. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah says, I love the muttaqeens, I want to become the beloved to Allah, then I don't fear after that. I don't care. Because Allah has prepared Jannah for His mahbubeen. Ah, beautiful Jannah. Beautiful Jannah. And from this ibadah, Ramadan, we can attain this maqam. How many days are left? How many? So stop the sins, dunya, sins and negatives. Wrap them in the cloth, throw them to the side. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq to do this, that we can make the habit, we can instill fear of Allah in the heart. So every deed we do in our life, every prayer we pray, we feel it's our final one. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.